I'm speaking to the regional overseers now. I'm speaking to the regional board right now. I'm speaking to the district overseers right now. I'm speaking to the pastors right now. I'm speaking to the workers of Church of God right now. I'm speaking to the members of Church of God right now. Enlarge!
We will conquer the land. Born again, Pilipinas.
Hey! Sing with me. God is fighting for us, pushing back. Can you do it? just remains a seed. But when it dies, it produces many seeds, says the Lord. And for those that have given up their lives for this church, for those sleepless nights, for the times you would prepare for the Word of God, for the people you would usher, for the times you've made your sacrifices, some of you had to walk without pamasahe, but you would come to this church to honor God and to glorify God, and God has seen that. I do believe God has seen what you're doing for the Lord. So can we just honor God with your clap offerings, God? Just honor Him. God is good. God is here. So do not be weary and do not give up. Do not give up on doing good. Your success comes from God, so give it to Him. Give it back to Him. And today, Father, I just ask that you be evident in this place. This is your place. And as we worship God, we just say, Lord, we depend on you. We rely on you. And so, Father, I ask that your Spirit come, your fire come. Consume us with your love today. Consume us with your love, God.
Thank you.
Sing it to the Lord. For the Lord is good.
Yeah.
would like to hear your voice today. Can you just sing that to the Lord? We give you the highest praise. Sing it to Him. Give you the highest praise. We give you the highest. Yes, God. Just one more time. Just one more time. Just thank the Lord from your heart. Sing. We give you. Thank you for this wonderful time. You have been faithful for a year. We have felt and experienced your spirit in us, your love for us. You have changed us in this place. And Father, I ask that you be evident in this place. Let your miracles be evident. Let your provision, let your healing be evident even right now, so that every time we worship, we know you are in our midst, God. And we just welcome your presence. We welcome your holy presence, joining us with your angels, oh God. Heaven on earth, God. Heaven on earth in this place. So God, receive the worship of your people, God. Receive it. Receive it, God. Oh, bless your church. Bless your church. Bless your leaders. Bless everything, God.
Hello everyone, welcome to Church of God Marriott Manila. I'm AJ Velasco and I would like to greet you a happy first year anniversary. First of all, we would like to thank God for all His favor and grace upon us. We would have not reached this far by our own might nor power, but only by His Spirit. And thank you to those who believed in us and supported us in this endeavor. We highly appreciate all the help you had given us. And of course, to our lovely and dashing visitors, thank you for joining and celebrating this victory with us today. So sit back and relax and be blessed with God's presence in this place.
Are you ready to party? CLG Maya! Come on! Okay. May I invite everyone to please rise from your seats and party with us? Come on! Here we go! Are you ready? Come on, baby, and drop it. Scrub the floor and just mop it. Show these gangsters that you pop lock it. Don't care what you got in your pocket. I get the way that you rock it. Drop that bang, bang, don't stop it. I just bang, bang, and pop it. While the crowd is just watching, work it out. Got a gang of cash, it's going all on the bar. And it's going fast, cause I feel like a superstar. And you may not have it, I might have just broke the law. So turn to drop it, I'll make this whole thing yours. Hey, he said to us, this work is never through. We're making it, cause we're making more. The only thing we know how to do. Yeah, it's the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying it like it's your job. Work hard. Come on. Every day I'm shuffling. Shuffling, shuffling. Come on. Step up fast. I'll be the first one to make me go to cash. Okay, money, don't be mad. Now stop. Payton's bad. Wait for a rap bus. This will not go. You wanna go put your hands up.
To blame, you can never cry.
Divert our attention to the things that gives us temporary happiness, diba? Such as partying or working too hard to earn lots of money. But these things are only temporary, and none of these things will ever satisfy our hearts, satisfy us. We are avoiding God's purpose in our lives, but no matter how far we run away, no matter how much we try to escape, kahit gano'n pa yan kalayo, our God, He is chasing after us. And His love will find its way to us. A love that is not temporary. A love that will do anything for you and everything for you. And this is what this song is all about. A love that will even die for you.
Trouble from the first kiss. Got your eyes wide. I know each of us here, we have our own struggles, we have our own problems, battles in life, but the message for us this morning is to never, ever, ever give up, just keep on fighting. Heart open, I might only have one.
since I didn't say wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream them loud tonight. Can you hear my voice? This time, this is my fight song.
For that very inspiring song. Good morning, church. Medyo nakaka-relate na po ba tayo dun sa mga songs na inaawit? Sino po ba dito yung na-in-love na? Pwede bang pakitaas ng kamay? Naku, parang wala pang na-in-love. And speaking of fight song, minsan natatanong natin hanggang saan ba natin kayang ipaglaban yung pagmamahal na yan? Diba po ba? It could be the love that you have for your family. It could be the love that you have for your friends, for your special someone. It could be the love for your country. Pero ang pinaka-importanteng tanong is, hanggang saan mo ba kayang ipaglaban ng pagmamahal mo sa Panginoon? Amen? And the Lord has tested me with this 6 years ago. 6 years ago, I was an active member of the praise and worship team. Ako po ay isang singer. And dumating yung time na hindi ko ina-expect. Ako po ay na-in-love. Ako po ay na-in-love sa isang maling lalaki. Bakit kaya maling lalaki? I never thought that I would fall in love for someone who is already married. And today, it is the grace of God why I'm standing here in front of you sharing this testimony. I never thought na may inlove ako sa taong pamilyado na. Pero ganun pala eh, no? Pag na-inlove, nabubulag tayo. Tama po ba? Minsan, mas pinipili natin na maging bulag-bulagan kahit alam natin mali. But the Lord is so good. For the past 6 years, I was in the wilderness. I've been away from my family to the point na I was considered dead. Hindi nila ako kinakausap, hindi nila ako pinapansin. And you know, that feeling na you against the world para lang dun sa pagmamahal na yun. Have you experienced that same thing? Na kaya mong ipaglaban lahat para sa pagmamahal na yun? Kaso ang problema, yung pagmamahal na yun, mali. And the Lord allowed me to experience to be in love with the wrong guy kasi may ituturo pala siya sa akin. 6 years na nasa wilderness ako, I've experienced the pain, the bitterness. So, umpisa, masarap eh. Pero kapag alam mong mali ang relasyon mo, alam mong mali yung pinasok mo, the Lord will not bless that relationship. Darating ka sa point na mapapagod ka at yun yung na-experience ko. Napagod ako and I ask God, sabi ko, Lord, sobra na, hindi ko na kaya yung pain na naranasan ko dun sa loob ng 6 years sa relationship na yun. And you know what? The moment I opened my mouth and I asked God to, you know, to embrace me that time kasi sobrang pagod na eh. Parang hindi mo na kaya. I felt Jesus touch. Niyakap niya ako. And I felt so guilty for the past 6 years. Sinayang ko yun. Pero hindi pala sayang kasi ang Panginoon may tinuro sa akin. And today, you may be in that kind of situation na naghahanap ka ng pag-ibig sa labas. You're looking for that love na hindi mo makita sa mundong ito. Maybe natagpuan mo siya, but you know what? This love that this world can offer is just temporary. And the word of the Lord today, anak, you can never find that love here in this world kasi ito na ako. I've already shown my love to you by dying on the cross. And no one can ever do that except me. Except me. And that's what I want to share to you today. The consummate love of God that this world cannot offer. Amen. The Lord may speak to you today and may you experience the consummate love that we have experienced. And just open your hearts. Just open your hearts today. I know that the Lord is working. The Lord is here. May all you experience the consummate love that we are experiencing today. God bless us all.
There were times I find it hard to sleep at night. We are living through such troubled times. And every child that reaches out for someone to hold, for the moment they become my own. And how can I pretend that I don't know what's going on when every second of every minute under the sun is gone? And I of giving up, of suffering. If we all stand together this one time, then no man
today we just give God our very best clap offering. Are you blessed today? Amen and amen. And thank you for our team here from Church of God Das Piñas for supporting us in our anniversary. So we sang secular songs to perform today, but our songs today are from God. It's not from the world. We're redeeming it for us today to be used all for the greater glory. So have you felt God's love today? Amen. If you felt God's love today, can we just give God our very best clap offering again? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And today, that's the main reason why we started the church here at Marriott Hotel Manila. It's all because of God's love. Why? Because without God's love, everything is meaningless. Everything is nonsense. It's all because of God's love. That's why we're celebrating 1 year of His faithfulness in this church. And today, ano ba talaga ang consummate love? So we've been talking it about kanina, from the start pa lang, till the concert. Ano ba tong love na to? What is this consummate love of God? Why? What is this? This is the perfect love of our Father in heaven. Ito lang yun. Yun lang ibig sabihin ng consummate. It is perfect for you and me. And before we go there sa consummate love, tanong po natin, pakitanong nga yung katabi mo, do you love God today? So ano sabi niya? Maybe, but for sure, it's a sure yes that we love our God. Kung mababasa rin po natin yan sa 1 John chapter 14 verse 19, it says there, we love Him. Yes, we do love Him. But the question is, why do we love God? What is the main reason? No, ano? Oh yes, I love God, pero bakit ko nga ba siya mahal? Why do I love this God, this big and great God? Why? Bakit? Paano natin siya namahal? Why? Because He first loved us. He first loved you, He first loved me. Bakit kung hindi po tayo, kung wala pong nagmahal sa atin, hindi po natin matututunan kung paano po magmahal. Amen po ba yun? And today, marunong tayo magmahal ngayon. Kaya natin mahalin yung katabi natin ngayon. Kaya natin mahalin ang pamilya natin ngayon. Bakit? Kasi may unang nagmahal sa atin at yan ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo. Amen? Amen. At sa atin po, pakitanong nga yung katabi mo, nagmahal ka na ba? Kasi baka makarelate po tayo dito sa nagmahal, nasaktan, di ba? Di ba? Naging Christian. So, ayos, di ba? Nagmahal, nasaktan. Pero wala po tayong liners na ganyan. Wala po tayong mararamdaman na pagmamahal kung wala pong unang nagmahal sa atin. At yan ang ating Diyos. Amen? Sige, pwede ba natin palapakan ang ating Panginoon? Amen. And today, what is this perfect love? Ano ba itong pagmamahal ng ating Panginoon ngayon? So sa next verse, ito po yung sasabi sa 1 John 14 verse 10, it says, this is love. Excited na ba kayo malaman kung anong pagmamahal ng Panginoon? This is love. At sabi dito, not that we love God. Yes, we know that already. Hindi tayo matututo magmahal kung hindi niya muna tayo minahal. Pero, anong ginawa niya? But that He loved us and sent His Son. And who is His Son? It's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ who died on the cross for all our sins. Namatay siya doon, napako sa Kalbaryo. He was put into shame. He felt the pain that we should be the one experiencing. It should be us and not Jesus Christ. But because God loved us so much, wow, He sent His one and only Son to die on the cross for our sins. And for what? Ano sabi sa dito? To be the propitiation for our sins. At ano yung propitiation? Pag tinignan po natin sa dictionary, it just means to make someone pleased by giving something desired. To make someone pleased. Very basic meaning. At bakit po, why should we please someone? Why? Because God is very angry with us. God is angry with you. God is angry with me. Why? Because of our sinfulness. We sin every day, every night, every week, every month, every year. I'm not exempted from that, even though I'm here. I'm not exempted from all those sins. I still sin and I still fall short. At galit na galit ang Panginoon sa mga pinaggagawa po natin because of our foolishness and because of our evilness. And this is our problem. Tama po ba yun? Problema natin to. Problema ko to. Problema po natin ito. Bakit? Para po itong ano eh. Nung nasa college po kasi ako, ang pinagkukuhanan ko po ng allowance is yung daddy ko. So kapag po kami may alitan, kapag po napagalitan niya po ako, ano mangyayari? Hindi ako makakuha ng allowance. Diba? Kasi magkagalit, hindi ako makalapit sa kanya. Kasi nakakahiya, awkward, nahiya pa ako mag-sorry, medyo ma-pride pa ako. So, hindi po ako makalapit sa kanya. Pero pera-pera lang po yun. But, alam niyo po, sa ating buhay, kailangan natin ang ating Panginoong Diyos. Amen? Kailangan na kailangan po natin siya sa ating buhay. But, He's very angry with our sins. And you know what? Here's the problem. God knows that we could not pay anything. We could never do anything to fix that problem. Sa mga kasalanan po na nagagawa natin araw-araw, everyday, wala po tayong magagawa to please our God. And what did He do? What did this foreign heaven do? Ito po ay problema natin na hindi tayo makalapit sa Kanya. Ano pong ginawa niya? Ginawa niya itong problema niya. Pinroblema ng Panginoon yung dapat pinoproblema natin ngayon. And He will be asking a question to Him Himself. Tatanungin niya, how can I love you again? How can I love these people again? How can I love this city again, my people again, in spite of all their sinfulness, in spite of all our sinfulness? At yan po ang sinagot ng ating Panginoon. Sinold niya po yan. He gave the only solution. At ang only solution He propitiated for our sins, it is Jesus Christ. For God to be pleased, para po malugod ang ating Panginoon Diyos, binigay niya ang one and only Son niya, si Jesus Christ, just for you and for me. Why? Because He just wants to tell you today, I love you. That's all. Because I love you. Kaya po, sa lahat po ng kasalanan po natin, it was all washed away in the name of Jesus Christ. We're covered by His blood. At nawala na po ang lahat ng ating kasalanan at ang Panginoon Diyos po, si Jesus Christ na ang nakikita sa buhay ng bawat isa. Amen? Pwede ba natin palakpakan si Lord para dyan? Kaya pala, ito po yung sinasabi ng Panginoon sa ating ngayon. We love Him because He first loved us. Kaya pala, karapat dapat lang natin mahalin ang ating Panginoong Diyos. Kasi ito pala yung ginawa niya para sa atin. Yung kaisa-isa niyang anak, Panginoong Hesukristo, na ipako sa cross para po tayo maligtas. At habang ginagawa niya po yun, ano kayang nasa isip niya? What was God thinking? What was Jesus Christ thinking? Today, the praise and worship will sing this song. And nawa po maisa puso natin itong kanta na ito kasi ito po yung iniisip ng Panginoon para sa iyo. Kaya niya po ginawa yun. So let's just worship our God today.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, I was to die for. change my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. You thought I was to die for. You thought I was to die for. So I can be free.
Today, we're going to have a challenge today. Something life-changing. As we have known, this is the love of God. Wow. God, Heavenly Father, the perfect one, sent His one and only Son just for you. Just for you. Because He's telling you, I love you. And today, itong pagmamahal na to, hindi natin to kailangan hanapin pa sa ibang lugar. Why? Because I have good news for you. This love is also in this place. And today, someone's gonna be proposing to you today. So, niyo ba may mag-propose sa inyo? Excited ba kayo sa proposal? And today, can you just imagine it that Jesus Christ is here, kneeling down on His knees for you, just for you, just for this moment for you. And He will be proposing to you and He will ask you, will you accept my love for you? This love that you've been waiting for, this love that you've been longing for, this love that is not temporary, this love is permanent for you. And Jesus Christ is asking that to you today. Will you accept my love for you? And today, you may be a Christian already, but you're still longing for this love. Parang, Lord, parang kulang pa, Lord God, yung naranasan ko ngayon. Or maybe it's your first time today. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. But you're saying, yes. Yes, Lord. Gusto ko tong maranasan. Gusto ko malaman pa ano ba tong pagmamahal mo. Gusto ko tong maranasan ngayon, Panginoon. I want to experience it today. So today, we're gonna have an altar call. I'll be inviting you in this altar. And the leaders of the church will be praying for you. And today, if you're saying to that question, yes, yes, Lord, I accept your love for me. If you want this love today, as the praise and worship sings this song again, freely come to Jesus and receive His love for you. Hallelujah.
Worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life. So I could be free, so I could be whole. I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. Just come to the Lord. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping.
Yes, you may come. You may come.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. Sacrifice your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving.
No need to be shy today.
To the Lord.
So you came to change my life.
Thank you that I was worth keeping.
Yes,
so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was.
Raise up our hands to the Lord. Just raise it up high today. This is an act of surrender to Him. And maybe you're somewhere there with all eyes closed and you're saying, Lord, yes, I may be a little bit shy today, Lord God, to come. But you're saying, Lord, I still want that kind of love. This love that you have for me. Just raise it up high today and pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For dying on the cross.
Dying on the cross.
To save me.
To save me.
A sinner.
A sinner.
I'm undeserving.
I'm undeserving.
I'm worthless, Lord.
I'm worthless, Lord.
Compared to you.
Compared to you.
But still.
But still.
You allowed me.
You allowed me.
To experience.
To experience.
This kind of love.
This kind of love.
And
Lord,
I want more.
I want more
of your love.
Of your love
in my life.
In my life.
That's
why
today,
today
I accept you.
I accept you
as my Lord.
As my Lord
and Savior.
And Savior.
And from this day,
and from this day
forward,
on, forward,
you alone, Jesus Christ.
You alone, Jesus Christ.
Be the King of Kings.
Be the King of Kings.
And Lord of Lords.
And Lord of Lords.
Of my life.
My life.
Hallelujah. If we just give God our very best clap offering. Hallelujah. And today, as you pray that prayer, receive love from the Lord, your life will never be the same again. Hallelujah. Just give God our very best clap offering. And today, we don't want to end this here because God has a follow-up for us today. In the next verse, it says, Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Amen? As you've experienced God's love, sayang naman yan kung sa atin lang yan, kung sasarilinin lang natin yan. It deserves to be shared. Kaya po kung kasama mo ang iyong kaibigan ngayon, kasama mo ang iyong kapamilya ngayon, pwede mo bang yakapin yan? Sabihin, I love you. Amen. At dagdag mo na rin, happy anniversary. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. All for the love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And today, this is also part of our love for God as we give our tithes and offering to Him. Amen. So in our tithes and offering, pwede ba natin itaas yan sa Panginoon today? Let's lift up our tithes and offering to Him. And you know what? This tithes and offering, wala pong sapilitan yan for our first-time visitors. Why? Because the Lord doesn't need our money. Amen? Why? Because the Lord is very rich, He's wealthy enough, and He doesn't need our money. All He wants is for us to be blessed. And the key to being blessed is giving to the Lord so that we may have life in us. Hallelujah. And today, could you all rise up again from our seats and taas po natin itong tithes and offering natin. And Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, thank you for these tithes and offering, Lord. Lord God, thank you for blessing us financially. Lord God, we would never have this wealth, Lord God, if you didn't give us the strength, Lord God, to move forward. Lord God, if you didn't give us the energy, Lord God, if you didn't give us the wisdom, Lord God, everything is meaningless. Everything is nothing. Nothing will happen in our lives. That's why, Lord God, our tithes and offering, we give it to you because you deserve it, Lord God. This is our act of praise and worship for you. And as we give it, we know, Lord God, your heart, Lord God, is for us to be blessed all the more. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for this wonderful day. Lord God, thank you for 1 year, Lord God, here at Marriott Manila. Lord God, thank you for blessing our church here. Let's give God a glory and all the praise. It's because of all of God's favor and grace for our lives. It's all because of your faithfulness, Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we're here. And Lord God, we don't want to miss this event. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to feel your love, to know more about your love, to experience your love in our lives today. And Lord God, ayaw namin tumasayang, Lord God. That's why, Lord God, teach us, Lord God, lead us, Lord God, to share this love to our family, to our friends, Lord God, to our workmates, to our schoolmates, Lord. Allow us to share this love, Lord God, that they may experience you as well. Why? Because what we have right now is a life-changing experience. And we want the whole world to know, Lord God. We want the whole Philippines to know. We want the whole city, Lord God, to know of your love because it will change their lives forever. Lord God, thank you for this wonderful victory. Thank you for your people who have attended this, Lord God, your program. Lord God, this is not my program. This is your program. And Lord God, thank you for the victory. And we give you back all the glory and all the praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everybody shout, amen and amen. God bless everyone.
Happy anniversary.
Sober and not ashamed, we are sober.